And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
How wide and deep does the African-American study scandal go at Carolina? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. We should learn the answer to that question now that Orange-Chatham County District Attorney Jim Woodall, a 1982 UNC grad, is sicking the SBI on the case. At first, the SBI had said the allegations do not rise to the level of criminal charges, but Woodall has apparently changed his mind now that the facts from UNC's own internal investigation became so damning. The interesting aspect of the investigation is the time frame. Although Carolina, like most schools, has plenty of courses to hide athletes and help them make progress toward graduation, the SBI focus will begin in the summer of 2007 and run through the start of the NCAA investigation at the end of 2009. This, you may surmise, was also exactly the Butch Davis era at Carolina, which of course ended with the NCAA notice of allegations and his firing. And it squarely focuses on deposed African-Afro-American Studies Chairman Julius Niangaro and a chief administrative assistant. Although Niangaro has been teaching at UNC for 20 years, the graduate of the University of Tanzania and Duke Law School was not known by any of the former Carolina football coaches that I contacted. Swahili had become a crip course for a lot of athletes because apparently it's pretty easy to learn, and there have been good tutors of the language over at the Academic Support Center. But there is nothing unusual for athletes gravitating toward easy courses. That has gone on here in Chapel Hill for 50 years, since Portuguese was the preferred language and a couple of education professors were known to go easy on athletes in the equally easy courses. That's common at most any school. In 2007, the game apparently changed here, beginning with the infamous Marvin Austin taking an upper-level course supposedly taught by Niangaro the summer before number 9 enrolled as a full-time student. That led to allegations that Niangaro was passing his classes off to assistants and guest lecturers like pro agent Carl Casey, and some of those courses turned from accelerated summer lectures to no classes at all, just a paper due at the end of the semester. That also could be where the tutors were pushed into overtime. It's ugly, and we all wish it would go away, but it's become another reminder to be careful what you wish for, like big-time football with a big-time coach that has tainted the university reputation. How badly, we'll soon see. This is Art Chansky. See ya.